setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. Yesterday, we told you the story, the setting the bar story of if you can somehow manage to make it through the day without calling in a bomb threat, or at least saying you're dropping a bomb in a public restroom when you're actually just needing to use the restroom, you're doing okay.
We get it. Your heart's in the right place, but that is not the right thing to say.
That used the restroom and you were warning people. That was yesterday. So, you know, we thought, hey, obviously you listened. No. Yeah, so setting the bar to Florida we go. If you can somehow manage to make it through the day without, again, making a bomb threat on an airplane, you're doing okay.
That's a little worse.
Now, she calls it a, quote, stupid joke.
Okay. Have we learned to utter the word bomb on a plane?
So, woman and her boyfriend got on the flight. Flight attendant noticed a bag stuck in an overhead bin. She asked who it belonged to. The woman said, there was a bomb in the bag.
Oh, great. Oh. Hey, that's my, it's just my bomb. It's just my bomb. Hi, can you put that up there for me? Thank you.
Then she probably didn't foresee the plane being evacuated, the terminal closed, things you shouldn't do.
Sometimes I am still shocked at how dumb humanity is.
Later, she did admit, yeah, I guess that was a stupid joke.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, by the way, she's been charged with making a false report of a bomb. So hindsight's 20/20 on this one. Yeah, my bad.
Level of stupidity. And can we prevent people like that from having children?
I don't think that's possible.
We're never going to get out of the spiral.
So that is setting the bar. Thank you, Florida.
It's a spiral of stupidity.
On 99.7 DJX.